1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. Being that it's Wednesday, Big Shooter joins me.
Love it.
Hey, Big Shooter.
Hey.
How are you?
There. I don't even know what to say to that.
Lori Lou is here. Did you smoke a lot of cigars recently?
Oh my gosh, I have been under the weather, so don't mind my voice. It's been like this
since last week. Can you sing? I mean, I think you should launch into some old blues standards. Would be spectacular.
So.
You got the right amount of gravel going.
And usually I do want to sing, but...
Maybe some Janis Joplin?
Yeah, I could do that.
Go into the... Me and my baby.
No. No.
Meteorologist.
Stop it. Yeah, I'm back amongst the living now.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was touch and go there for a while.
I'm having some voice issues, but it's because of these. First of all, they're spectacular. Brent from Hy-Vee brought the spicy maple flavored cashews.
Spicy.
There's a heat to them, and I looked at the ingredients. It just says spices.
Oh.
But I think you should try one. It might.
Well, and I would. I can't taste anything.
Well, so. You might, because they're hot and spicy. This might do you good.
You think?
Yeah, it's affecting my voice and my sinuses, but they're
we're a great pair.
There's another one that I didn't try too, Brent from Hy-Vee, cinnamon sugar almonds.
Yeah, those have to be delicious.
So you've been sick and you're better now.
I am, thankfully. So I was here last Wednesday and I had a full week last week. I had 4 events last week. Thursday... So I went to Wood River, had a blast. Thursday, I was at Wine, Beer, and Spirits, and I had a great night that night. I had almost 60 people. I think I had about 60 people there just on a regular night. So that was a lot of fun. Friday night, I had a Christmas party down at Full Circle Venue, and that went really well. Then I've been off since then, and I have Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow night. Grub and Spud's food truck will be there. So come on in, grab a Spud. And we have a sponsor tomorrow night. Let me see if I can find this. Our sponsor is Calexo Spirits, and they are mocktails, non-alcoholic spirits. So they're going to be doing samples and we'll have some prizes from them.
This is at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow.
Yep.
Grand Island. Is there a perfect magical number of people to play trivia for you as far as you're concerned? Or does it not matter? Like you said, you were 60 the other night.
Yeah.
Is that fantastic or is it a tiny bit too much? Or
No, it is not too much, you know, because everybody's in teams. I like it better when there is more. I think it's more fun when there's more.
When you did the private party, how many?
About 70, but that was music bingo. So that was a lot of fun.
The private parties, like if it's a company or whatever is, everybody doesn't play. Are there some people that are just sitting back watching or does every single person participate?
Usually everybody does play.
Interesting.
I mean, music bingo is a blast. Like, you don't have to know anything. Yeah, you need to know the song, kind of, but if you don't know it, I will tell you. So well,
somebody on your team is going to help.
They will. But it's kind of fun when I do those because the playlists I make, they're all over the board, all different years, all different genres. And you just, you know, you kind of see...
So you ask a musical question.
No, I play a song.
You play a piece of a song.
Yeah, and you have to... If it's like, on your ticket,
bingo card.
On your card, yep.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And just to see the young people, like if it's an older song, and I assume everybody knows.
You think everybody has the same knowledge that we do.
Yeah, like, I have to get that out of my head.
How do you not know who the second singer of Van Halen is?
Yeah.
And then they look at you and go, Steven Tyler?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah. No. So when I do music bingo, though, I will ask some trivia questions. You know, if I have some one-hit wonders, You know, I'll ask, you know, who can tell me who sings this? I had a John Denver song, and I'm like, all right, who can tell me what year John Denver died?
West Virginia.
Here's one that I thought was funny. I played You Can Call Me Al from Paul Simon. So I'm at the microphone, and I said, okay, who can? And somebody yelled out, Paul Simon. And I said, you really think that's the question I'm going to ask? And he's like, okay, Chevy Chase. I'm going to ask who played the whatever. I said, you really think that's what I'm going to ask? I said, no, I want to know what album this came off of.
Oh, geez, I have no clue.
You don't either?
No, I never had the album.
Paul Simon, it was one, you know, critically acclaimed album.
I don't think there was another hit on it, was there?
Well, I think so. It was like his most popular. It's Graceland.
Oh!
Yeah.
I didn't know it was on that album.
Yeah.
See what I mean about expecting...
Yeah, well, that one's a little more difficult, but I don't want to ask just the easy questions, you know. I played the Journey song, the Don't Stop Believin', but I played the Teddy Swims version. And so I said, okay, who can tell me who's singing this version? And don't say Journey. And everybody yells out Steve Perry. And I'm like, no. And then nobody knows who Teddy Swims
is. And they say it confidently, like they know. Oh, that's Journey. No, that's no, it was fun. Question. Hey, will you stick around and give
us
a bonus?
Yeah.
You always give us bonus questions.
Yep. I got a good one for you.
Fantastic. Stick around. More with Big Shooter Lori Lou next. 107.7 The Island. See if we can get her singing something.
Oh, no.
107.7 The Island, your home for real music variety, being joined by GI Trivia's Lori Lou. Are you enjoying this weather?
I am.
The mornings are not warm enough. I was going to ask if, as an avid cyclist, if it's warm enough for you to get out there in the morning, but.
No. No, but when I come here in the mornings, and it's early, I see an older lady walking in my neighborhood. I bet she walks every morning, like.
Is she wearing the Scream mask?
You know, that mask. Well, her back's always to me. That'd be scary, but.
That would be super creep.
God bless her for doing that, because it is cold. No matter right now, like, it is still cold.
No, it is. Even though we're trending well above average temperatures for daytime highs. I think we hit 61 yesterday. We're going to hit like 58 today. It's still, yesterday was 17 in the morning, and that's cold.
It is. Yeah, I'm a fair weather rider.
You're a fair weather friend.
Sometimes.
It's not a good trait. I'm kidding. You are not a fair weather friend, but there are people that are.
Yeah.
And what that means is they're friends when it suits them.
Right.
That's not a good way to be. That's not a good character trait. Do something nice for somebody today and every day.
That's right.
This concludes our broadcast day. Now, you have are you GI Trivia-ing tonight?
Not tonight. Nope. I have an easy week this week, thankfully, like I said.
But tomorrow it's wine, beer, and spirits.
Yep. And I do want to touch
Grand
on. Do what?
I said Grand Island.
Yeah,
I feel like I should qualify that.
Yes.
Not that there's a wine, beer, and spirits in other cities
there
very
is.
Close to us, but
Lincoln,
if somebody listening from another
Omaha,
city who doesn't
Fremont.
Know where that is.
I am doing the Willow Rising Gala this year. That is on Saturday, February 8th. They're doing a Mardi Gras thing, so I'm going to be doing some music bingo there.
Where does that take place?
Boulder Flats.
Where?
Boulder Flats.
I'm not sure where that is.
It's a new... It's over that way.
Oh, that clears it up.
It's really nice. It's a really
it's in
nice
Grand Island.
Venue.
I've heard of it. It's a nice facility.
Very nice. Very nice. So I'm going to be doing that event on the 8th. So if anybody's interested in that, they would love to have some prizes for bingo winners too. So if anybody wants to get their names out there.
That at Boulder Flats is like a dinner silent auction fun event. Fundraiser?
It's a fundraiser. I don't think they're do. You know what? Are they doing an auction thing? I'm not
actually,
sure.
Actually, Renee made a blog out of this.
Yeah, because... Let
me see if I can get some detail here.
Yeah.
Willow Rising's 6th annual Mardi Gras Gala, February 8th, Boulder Flats. That's on Enterprise Avenue, Grand Island. Get ready for Willow Rising's 6th annual Mardi Gras Gala. Unforgettable evening filled with a mask competition, for Mardi Gras.
I will not be wearing a mask.
Music bingo.
Yay.
With Lori Lou. Test your musical knowledge in a fun and lively game. A dance following the live auction.
Oh, there isn't. Okay.
A signature drink. All while making a difference in the lives of others. Yeah, read more about it. Listen to Renee's interview with Willow Rising. It's under the blog section of theisland.com. I wonder how many people this will...
Yeah, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be my biggest event thus far. So I'm a little nervous.
You should be proud of yourself. You started this how long ago, the GI trivia? And then what made you segue into bingo? Where did you come up with that?
Well, people were telling me I need to do music bingo because everybody likes music bingo. And I had never even been to a music bingo, but I know they were doing it at the Liederkranz. And I didn't want to take something somebody else was doing. But Ashley, when she was down there doing that, I didn't want to infringe. And so she moved away to Lincoln. And so nobody was doing it around town. And I thought, well, now's my chance. And so that's when I started doing it. And it's been really fun. It just adds something else that I can offer.
You should do a MASH bingo.
I mean,
a MASH trivia.
I'm going to do a MASH trivia. I've had people. When are you doing that? I'm like,
But I keep hearing this. Are you at least watching it at home yet?
I haven't.
Watch one episode a night. What's your problem?
I know. I get hooked on these, like you and your Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
I get hooked on these other shows, and it's like, oh, you binge watch.
Treat it like an opening act until it becomes the headliner. Before you watch what you're going to binge.
True.
You know, you look forward to, and I've done it with many shows before, as you binge. I used to binge them during dinner. You want to introduce something, say, okay, during dinner, I'm going to watch one episode of this. Make it the opening act, and then you go to your binge special.
True. I know.
Because it'll become the headliner, I'm telling you.
I know it. I'm terrible.
And a Star Trek trivia is off the table for you?
Yeah. No way I can get into Star Trek. No way. None. Zero.
Can I ask why?
You're not really
sure why.
It just doesn't appeal to me at all.
I'm not a big science fiction guy. The show is fantastic. The writing is very sophisticated, and the Next Generation, there's too many in the Star Trek franchise. I just go with the original and the Next Generation, and then I'm done.
Right.
That's all I got.
I'm already half asleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're full of compliments about the huge broadcast this morning.
You ready for your question?
I asked Lori a question earlier this morning. She says, oh, I'm sorry, what? I wasn't listening.
I wasn't listening.
As she's sitting in front of a live microphone.
Yeah. I wasn't listening. Well, at least I didn't lie.
The trials and tribulations of a morning show host.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, because I know I stumped you last week on Neil Diamond, and that was a great question, but... All right, stop it.
Sorry.
Who played Catwoman in the film... The Dark Knight Rises. Was it Halle Berry?
Yes.
Michelle Pfeiffer? Or Anne Hathaway?
Halle Berry.
Wrong.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Wrong.
Yeah, she was in an earlier Batman.
It was Anne Hathaway.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do.
Anne Hathaway.
You 100% do. Halle Berry was in Catwoman. She was in the movie Catwoman. So that was in 2004. Michelle Pfeiffer was Catwoman in Batman Returns. That was 1992. And Anne Hathaway, Dark Knight Rises, was 2012.
I see Anne Hathaway now. I Googled her. I'm not familiar with her at all.
Really? Oh, she's in a lot of stuff.
It's interesting how certain actors and certain actresses just... There's so many of them. If they just don't cross your path. Now, her parents are Kate Macaulay Hathaway. Oh, that's a middle name. No relation of Macaulay Culkin.
You just did that all on your own. You just did that. You did that. That was funny to watch.
All right.
Nope. No relation to Macaulay Culkin.
It's my brain. That's the way my brain works. I'm sorry.
You know what it is?
What?
It's them spicy nuts. The spicy almonds. Thanks, Brent Grummert.
They have affected my... I feel like my voice is not full power at all.
Yeah.
Could you hear it?
No, I can't hear it. You're fine. But as you sit there and you're mowing away on them.
Yeah, well, they're very addictive. What were they called? The spicy
maple? Maple?
Maple almonds. Spicy cashews.
Are those cashews? Oh, those are cashews. Oh, yeah, those are cashews. The others are almonds.
The others are almonds. These are available at Hy-Vee. Spectacular.
Yeah, sweet.
All right, are we done?
I'm done making fun of you today. Because that's several times.
You seem to get great joy out of it.
You just did that to yourself. I wasn't even a part of that. And when the light bulb went off.
for more and to follow her schedule on Facebook is the easiest way. GI space trivia. And Lori, thanks for coming in.
Oh, hey. Yeah. One quick thing. I did book Double V. I will be at Double V on the 4th Tuesday of the month. So the 25th of February will be my first music bingo night at Double V downtown, the old 40.
Well, you could let us know about that next month.
I will, but I just wanted to put that in people's minds.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
He drinks so much coffee, he chews on other people's fingernails. And that's just gross. Franz Mann, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.